stay tuned for good programming the rest of the evening here on the Guy James Show. Don't forget, you've heard from the radical right. Now all that's left is the truth. See you tomorrow, gang.
This is the Quality News Network. A helicopter crash claimed the lives of 5 U.S. service members in Iraq. The transport chopper went down during a routine flight west of Baghdad. 16,000 U.S. and Iraqi troops launched another major offensive today in Diyala province, targeting al-Qaeda elements. U.S.-led Operation Lightning Hammer is focused on rooting out insurgents who fled an early summer offensive and are now hiding in the north and in Diyala. At least 10 people were killed today in Baghdad when a suicide bomber driving a fuel tanker blew himself up, partially collapsing a bridge in the Taji area. It is the second attack on the strategic bridge, which connects Baghdad to northern Iraq. Wall Street is taking a hit today, and analysts say the downward trend is accelerated by reports that Sentinel Management Group sought to stop redemptions to money market fund holders. We'll have the numbers coming up in the business segment. The Energy Department says gas prices fell almost 7 cents a gallon in the last week. The national average price for a gallon of gas is now $2.77. Safety concerns spurred a massive recall for Mattel toys. 9 million toys will be pulled from store shelves, including Polly Pocket dolls and Batman action figures, among others. The Chinese-made products contain small magnets that can be swallowed, or they may contain lead paint. 22 people are confirmed dead, more than 20 wounded, and at least 46 are missing following a bridge collapse in central China. Construction on the bridge was just wrapping up, and it was due to open to traffic when the accident happened. Work continues on the International Space Station today while engineers on the ground decide what to do about a hole in Endeavour's heat shield. The repair would require astronauts to spacewalk on the shuttle's robotic arm and fill the hole. The Big Island of Hawaii is recovering from a 5.3 earthquake today while also bracing for Hurricane Flossie. The hurricane has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, but heavy rain is expected to fall between tonight and tomorrow. Tropical Storm Dean is in the Atlantic Basin and is expected to become the first storm of the Atlantic hurricane season of this year. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Science and Business, coming up next.
Not that long ago, three bears were discussing how difficult it is to get a good night's sleep. What you sleep on is paramount to any sleep success. Papa Bear complained about how he was tired after tossing and turning all night. Mama Bear complained about sinking into each other like sleeping in a hammock.
You can't even turn the mattress over to use the other side.
Then Zizi the Panda told them about his perfect night's sleep on his Monterey mattress. It has much higher quality padding to prevent the hammock syndrome and has two great sides for twice the mattress life.
You know, panda bears are really smart. Hi, this is Brian Gingrich. At Monterey Mattress, our family has been building the finest latex, foam, and innerspring mattresses for over 20 years. We supply most of the leading resorts on the Monterey Peninsula. With such high standards of quality, customers purchase their mattresses here at factory prices and then ship to their homes across the nation. Discover the difference a Monterey mattress can make in your life. Come see us at our factory showroom in Sand City or online at montereymattress.com.
Extreme heat in the South is taking its toll. At least 5 people have died in Memphis, all attributed to heat. Today, the temperature rose again for the 5th consecutive day. Software maker VMware begins trading today on Wall Street. Its initial public offering yesterday set shares at $29. VMware sold 33 million shares, raising about $900 million for the Silicon Valley company. Nokia says it will replace 46 million mobile phone batteries following 100 complaints that customers' phones overheat while charging. The issue is contained to the BL5C batteries made by Matsushita between 2005 and 2006. CBS Radio has reached a settlement with controversial radio talk show host Don Imus, who was suing the broadcasting company for breach of contract. The world's largest retailer, Walmart, cut its profit outlook while also reporting a 49% increase in second quarter profits. According to a spokesman, the profit downgrade is due to weak economic conditions that are crimping consumer spending globally. Light sweet crude oil is trading at $72.38 a barrel. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones is down 209 points at 13,027, the NASDAQ down 40 points, and the S&P 500 is down 24 points. This is QNN.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. This is Mark Levine reporting live from Washington. And Washington is a changed city today. The flag over the White House is at half-staff. And a whole bunch of little people are dancing around it, singing, "Ding dong, the witch is dead." What is the commotion? What is causing all of this Washington upheaval? Ladies and gentlemen, the turd blossom is about to leave the building. You, of course, know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Karl Rove. And the president, to the press, calls him architect and boy genius. But in private matters, he calls him what we all know he is, turd blossom. What is a turd blossom? Well, president will tell you it's a flower that grows out of shit, grows out of manure, that grows out of cow dung in the Texas desert and becomes a nice blossom. Some will tell you that actually turd blossom refers to loose bowels that slowly expand. And you note the use of the word shit. It's not a word I often say on the air. In fact, I think it's fair to say in my 4 years of talking on the radio, I have never used that word before. One of the nice things about the Head On Radio Network is, in fact, I can use such language on the air. But I've never really felt the occasion to use the word shit on air, except when it comes to describing Karl Rove. Indeed, the president has got it right when he calls him turd blossom. There is no way to describe Karl Rove without referring to shit. Indeed, it is the fact that Karl Rove deals so well in shit that he's so well loved by the president, because this president has thrived in the fertile manure that Karl Rove produced in abundance. Karl Rove is most known, as I write on my blog today, as the man to whom no dirty trick was too shitty. Indeed, perhaps no person in American political history has been as shitty as he. From the swift boat liars, to the whispering about John McCain's supposed black baby, from forgery to bugging political opponents, from flagrant abuses of power to nasty false rumors, he was the king of shit. And we'll go over some of that details as we discuss his legacy. Lies, racism, treason, and stealing elections were the turd blossom stock in trade, remaking the entire executive branch into an institution with unswerving loyalty to a dictatorial president and unprecedented hatred for the Constitution. These were Karl's ultimate goals. And just as some will praise Hitler and Goebbels for their ruthless destruction of a former democracy, some, such as Robert Novak, for example, the Dark Lord himself, praised Rove for the brilliant way he turned millions of Americans from once caring about their fellow man to their most basest sadistic instincts, from hope and unity after 9/11 to fearing and hating their fellow man and their fellow Americans. If you wonder why Washington today is the most partisan it has ever been, why it's the most mistrustful it's ever been, you can thank the turd blossom. Karl Rove transformed a government from one where the parties could once work together for the common good into a venal grasp for power where nothing, nothing was beyond the pale. More than any single person, the turd blossom is responsible for the politicization of policy, the disloyal to country, the idea that cheating and lying and breaking the law to obtain power is always the right thing to do, and the country be damned, that so characterizes the Republican Party today. Now look, I'm glad that Karl Rove has been forced from power. I think it has largely to do with the subpoenas and the contempt process brought on by the Democratic Congress that you can complain about, but at least they're doing good in terms of investigation. They're trying. But it's no time to let this most evil fish off the hook. He's got subpoenas to answer. He has testimony to give. And when he refuses, he must be held in contempt. As I write on the blog, Rove belongs in jail for his crimes against America. Treason's only one of them. And he should stay there for the several decades it will take for America to wash off the blanket of slime and shit with which he covered us. If you have virgin ears, you may not want to listen to today's broadcast, but there is no way to talk about Karl Rove without talking about shit. Bush himself called him shit, and he is missing his turd blossom. Before I get into the details of Karl Rove and his legacy, I think we should listen to George Bush himself, who's crying over his loss of his main turd blossom. He was just saying the other day something like this. I'm waiting to cue up music. Bob?
It was early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on.
No, Carl, don't leave me! No!
Like a king without a castle. Like a queen without a throne. I'm a early morning lover, and I must be moving on.
Carl, just one more dirty trick. Just one more lie. Please, don't leave me.
I believe in what you say.
I believe everything you say, Carl.
It's the undisputed truth.
The undisputed truth. Everything you say, Carl.
But I have to have things my own way. To keep it in mind. Like a ship without an anchor. Like a slave without a chain. Just a thought of those who lead us. And ship out through my veins. Now we're going shining. Shining like brand new. I never look behind me. My troubles will be few.
How will George continue without his brain? Without his mastermind? I mean, who is going to talk about John McCain's secret black baby? Who will accuse Valerie Plame of being a lesbian? Who will say that Hillary Clinton is committing treason? I do, yeah. Poor Michelle from California is saying I'm defacing Supertramp, and I probably am. We could cut the music. Look. Feel no sorrow, feel no shame. Yes, that is indeed Karl Rove. And Bush is sad. I mean, this is the guy who brought up compassionate conservative. This is the one who tried to persuade the country he would be a uniter, not a divider, as he proceeded to divide our country in ways that no one ever has. I mean, think about it. After September 11th, the country was joining together, Democrats and Republicans singing God Bless America on the Capitol steps while our president was hiding out in Nebraska because he was afraid. But the members of Congress, at least, were out there, Democrats and Republicans, ready to work together. I remember that time. I remember that time in the Congress. I was working there. We decided we would make a bill that would spy on the terrorists, but at the same time protect American civil liberties. The Bush administration insisted we get that bill done right away, but no, Democrats and Republicans worked together. We worked for 3 weeks, day in, day out, hour in, hour out, and finally came to a bill supported by everyone from Maxine Waters on the left to Lamar Smith on the right, a bill that truly allowed spying on terrorists, but protected American civil liberties. And when that bill came to the House floor, it was promptly thrown in the trash and substituted a half hour later by the Patriot Act. Yes, that Patriot Act. I'm sure somewhere giggling and cackling was Karl Rove. I want to discuss this entire hour, Karl Rove's legacy, who he is, why he's leaving, how much evil and slime and shit he has brought to this country, and why it is that the Republican Party will continue to use him, whether in front of the president or hiding behind with his Svengali-like hands clutched together as he works and cackles to destroy our country. When I first came on air, my very first day, I talked about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the four evil geniuses of our government. And they, of course, were Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, Tom DeLay, and Antonin Scalia. Tom DeLay is now gone. Karl Rove is next. And anytime we can get rid of Cheney and Scalia, this country will be better off. Let's talk about Karl Rove. Give me a call. Tell me what you thought of him and his tactics. Do you know all the shit that comes from this turd blossom? If not, we'll find out. We'll be playing goodbye music all this hour. Goodbye, Karl. Give us a call. 877-4HEAD-ON. We'll be right back after this.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Well, as I said, the flag is half-mast in Washington. George Bush is literally sitting on the floor crying, his head in his hands. Remember, W was a colossal failure before he met Karl Rove. Not only was he high on cocaine all the time with a major drinking problem, knocking over trash cans with his car and getting into physical fights with his father, at the same time as he refused to obey direct orders to attend the National Guard, well, which he, of course, did because he wouldn't go fight in Vietnam. And Karl Rove came, his savior, this big, fat, disgusting white man who was willing to go deep, deep, deep into the shit and do whatever was necessary. Before Karl Rove even met this failure, who happened to be son of a president with nothing really to his name except for the fact that he was the son of a president, all of his businesses failed, of course, until he was bailed out by Saudi Arabia again and again. But George saw something in Karl. Karl was known in the past for his dirty tricks. In past Texas campaigns, Karl Rove had planted a bug in his own office and then accused a rival campaign of doing it. He even stole stationery from a rival campaign and put out a fraudulent, forged press release that made his opponent look bad. This was a man who was willing to do anything. And there's a reason why W affectionately called him Turd Blossom. This is a man who truly blossomed in shit. And with shit. In the 2000 election, perhaps Karl Rove's most famous whispering campaign was directed at John McCain. Now, whatever you think of John McCain's politics, and I've got a lot of problems with them, I think it's fair to say he's an honorable man. I disagree with him on many issues, but I think he's a man who, I don't want to go too far. I mean, he is hugging Falwell and stuff like that. But let's just say he's a lot more honorable than George W. Bush. One of the things that John McCain and his wife did years back was they adopted a child from Bangladesh. I got no problem with that whatsoever. That's fine by me. But they do have a child who looks substantially blacker than either John McCain or his wife. So after John McCain won the New Hampshire primary, beating W in 2000, they were heading down to South Carolina and W was behind. Karl Rove had to pull into his bag of dirty tricks. So he began a whisper campaign in South Carolina. John McCain has a black baby. And this direct appeal to South Carolinian racism was very successful. Just as George W. Bush was talking before Bob Jones University. Didn't know where my mind went for a second. It's hard to think of evil things like that. But I was talking before Bob Jones University with its own racist past and anti-Catholic past, too. And that, of course, was Karl Rove's legacy as well. He knew that in order to win in South Carolina, you had to appeal to racism. Because, after all, that's what a South Carolinian Republican is. A racist. That's the reason why they're Republicans in South Carolina. So while he had George Bush speak before Bob Jones University, he began a whisper campaign about John McCain and his black baby. And I guess some people may have thought that John McCain was sleeping with black folk. Little did they know that the senior senator from South Carolina, the guy who ran on the Dixiecrat label, the man who proposed segregation now and forever, Strom Thurmond, actually had practiced miscegenation, actually had raped his black maid when she was 16 years old. So child molestation and rape, too. Their hero did that. But see, They believe John McCain had a black baby because he had adopted a Bangladeshi child, and lo and behold, there was that child out there. They could see it around John McCain, and he lost by a very large margin in South Carolina. Of course, Karl Rove didn't stop there. Perhaps one of the most famous things that one day will be traced back to Karl Rove, right now he's hiding his footprints, but no one doubts he was behind it, is the Great Swift Boat Liars campaign. One of the things Karl Rove liked to do was take his opponent where he was strongest and destroy him there. Now, when it came to war service, there was a real problem comparing George Bush to John Kerry. John Kerry had won medal after medal after medal, the highest medals that the military can bestow, Purple Hearts and Silver Crosses, and I frankly don't know all the medals he won, bronze and all kinds of things, for sheer bravery. I mean, this is a guy, whatever you think of John Kerry and the way he was as a political candidate, you can't doubt his heroics in the war. He took his little boat up a river where he was a sitting duck, sent by policymakers who had no reason for being there. And literally, you're going up a river. I mean, you can't exactly turn around, okay? It's not very easy, and you're going, and people shoot at you from the woods. The purpose of these little boats was to draw fire. I mean, it's a suicide mission. But John Kerry did it, served honorably, saved a number of people's lives, won a number of medals. Meanwhile, as you recall, George Bush not only used his family power to get him into the Texas National Guard when sons that were not of privilege could not do this, but he didn't even show up for that because they had a drug test. And this George Bush, who was a little high on cocaine at the time, did not want to show up. So he disobeyed a direct military order to show up, which I still have on my website, by the way, at RadioInsideScoop.com. This was opposed a real problem for Karl Rove. Here you have literally a draft dodger versus an American hero. And you have a draft dodger who was sending Americans to die in a war that was pre-planned long before 9/11, that served no purpose but other than to protect American corporations, against a true American hero that was trying to argue that the war was not a great idea. What did he do? He just found a bunch of liars. It's not so hard to do in the Republican Party. Got a bunch of people. Found, I think, one Republican actually on a boat with John Kerry. Most of the others were just people who had been challenging Kerry since the past. People who supported the war in Vietnam. And got them to make up a bunch of lies, a bunch of shit, a bunch of bullshit about John Kerry. And Kerry thought it was beneath his dignity to respond. That was a bad mistake. Karl Rove had won again. This is the same Karl Rove that after September 11th, as I said before, the country was ready, willing, and able to stand together to fight a determined enemy. You don't have to believe in 9/11 conspiracy theories to know that after 9/11, the country was behind Bush. He had approval ratings at 90%. Go, get the enemy! And what did Bush put all this goodwill into? Not just the Patriot Act, my friends, but tax cuts. Do you remember this? He put all that goodwill into forcing tax cuts through Congress, just at the time he was beefing up for war. And then, of course, he did the wonderful bait and switch from Afghanistan to Iraq. And Karl Rove was the master. Karl Rove was pulling the strings. Him and Dick Cheney told our Georgie what to do, and Georgie responded just fine. What is the legacy of Karl Rove? Who was this guy? Will Washington be any different after he leaves? These are tough questions, but we'll get back to them. We'll also get to your calls right after the break. 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
this quiet island in the bay. I remember the line of women all in white, the laughter and the steel bands at night. All the Americans are gone except for two. The embassy's been hard to reach. There's been talk and lately a bit of action at the dock behind the big casino on the beach. Last night I dreamed of an old lover dressed in gray. I've had this feeling now since yesterday. Wake up, darling, they're knocking. The colonel's standing in the sun with his stupid face, the glasses, and the gun. I know what happened. I read the book. I believe I just got to.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. Dennis Kucinich and Mike Gravel continue to get the shaft from the mainstream media. It's as if these two genuine peace candidates aren't even in the race the way they are neglected. They can win debates, but the next day in the news coverage, they barely get a mention. And when the topic of Iraq comes up, their views get short shrift. Case in point, last Sunday's New York Times. The lead story on the front page of the Times was headlined, "Democratic Field Says Leaving Iraq May Take Years." Well, that's not what the whole field says. Oh, the Times did say there was an exception. A subhead read, "With one exception, even critics of war plan gradual exit." And who was that one exception? Bill Richardson of New Mexico. Anyone reading the story wouldn't even have known that Gravel or Kucinich was in the race. Or if you did, you'd have to assume they'd change their minds on pulling out of Iraq, which they surely have not. Not only is this a prime case of inaccurate reporting, it's also a perfect exhibit of how the leading media outlets in this country take it upon themselves to narrow the field, even before the voters have a chance to cast their ballots. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robertson. after time, and it goes back for years, you know. Let's talk a minute about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Palo Vida, and it was a multi-level marketing company that reaped that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea and, of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Karl Rove, as of August 31st, will be gone, but his legacy of shit will remain. We have a lot to talk about still. There's obviously the treason that he committed in outing the spy, Valerie Plame Wilson. There's the fact that he politicized, which is also illegal, by the way, politicized the government throughout by putting rallying sessions in with political meetings, telling people how to structure their politics so as to elect more Republicans. We haven't even gotten to the prosecutor scandal yet. The way that I believe Karl Rove was the one that was behind all the firing of these prosecutors, mostly in order to block blacks from voting in elections, which he probably very successfully did in Ohio. But this is a guy who covered his tracks. He doesn't allow public access, and he keeps all his stuff secret. There's a reason why he won't respond to subpoenas. There's a reason why all his emails are missing. There's a reason why that they sent emails to the Republican National Committee rather than through the official government source, because they know that that way it's beyond scrutiny. This is the man who thought of the phrase cut and run, the person who blamed those of us that want to end the war for calling us, in effect, traitors from the traitor himself. He's gone, but his legacy will remain. A toll-free number, 877-4HEAD-ON. Let's go to Maylin. Maylin, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. I was going back to a story I had heard a couple years ago, or maybe more than that, on one of the Ed Schultz show, I think that was why I heard it. And it was a story about a college prank, which was, he was involved with a fundraiser, and it was a contributor to the Democratic Party, and he didn't let on that he was involved with the Republicans. And what he had done, he had secretly gone into their offices and taken the stationery, which
right.
had been the invitations to the fundraiser.
That's right.
And had them, I guess, destroyed or lost or whatever.
No, he did worse than that. No, he did worse. He took his opponent's stationery and put up a false press release that he claimed was from his opponent.
You remember the story then?
I do remember the story.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you tell it.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you or tell you the story, but my point is it's worse than simply stealing the stationery. He actually put up a forged document. He put out a press release that he claimed to be from his opponent. The opponent denied it, and the press didn't know what to think because it was on official stationery, and then he bragged about it later that he had stolen it.
And they sent them to homeless and disabled people who were, I guess, they went around to the places where people, you know, where they have free meals and that, and they said they would get a free meal and drinks and to show up at this fundraiser. And I guess he had quite a gathering. So
I guess he did, and I'm sure he then accused his opponent of breaking the law.
So it just goes to show how early he got started with his...
Well, there's a reason why George Bush liked him so much. I mean, you got to remember, I wouldn't be using the word shit if our president hadn't used it first. It was Bush that calls him Turd Blossom. That's Bush's nickname. That's W's affectionate nickname, because W loves shit.
Is that a Texas thing? I've never heard that, being from the North. I've never heard that.
Yes, what they say is that it's some flower weed, really. It's a weed that blossoms in cow manure. Okay, so the bullshit leaves the droppings, and this is the flower that uses that very fertile crap to grow in. That's Karl Rove. He's someone who grows in bullshit, spreads bullshit, is the king of bullshit. He's the king of shit and of dirty politics.
So,
and what's amazing is that...
Bullshit is basically an untruth or lies, basically.
Yeah,
right?
It's also cow feces. Bull feces. It's also defecation.
I was trying to make this sound nice, Mark.
Why? It's Karl Rove.
Well, I come from a Christian family, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this. As I said, this is the first time I've ever used shit on the air, but as I said to Bob before the show, there's no way to talk about Karl Rove without using the word shit. Because this
was
a man...
I agree.
He who lived for shit, by shit, with shit, for shit, a man who spread shit, grew from shit. He is the shittiest man that's ever run our country. And well, I'm glad he's gone, but I'm afraid that the stink will still linger.
Someone who had never listened to your show, I think, probably thought they had a totally different show if they had listened to it once.
Yes, this is not the Howard Stern show, but honestly, I just don't know how else to describe Karl Rove.
Okay, well, that's all I had to say. I just didn't know that you knew that story, that's all.
I did, but I thank you for calling in, Malin. I appreciate it. Bob tells me that Turd Blossom is a reference to I can't even pronounce this, psilocybin mushroom, which blossoms in cow manure after a rain. There you go. Michelle is also on the line. Michelle, one of my favorite callers from California, has been listening to The Inside Scoop for several years. Welcome back to The Inside Scoop.
Me. I'm surprised. I thought you'd try to push me out of your memory.
Not at all. You're one of my longtime listeners. Always glad to hear from you.
I am.
And I'm sorry to be so rude today. I mean, I don't usually use four-letter words on the radio.
No. I'm kind of liking it. I grew up in Missouri, you know. I mean, that was every other word, you know.
You know, I figured this is my one show. I might as well use it
here.
Use my quota here. This is my one show where I can do it. Tell me your thoughts on our gentle Karl Rove.
Well, I have to say, you know, it's like, I really think this is strategic. I really do. I mean,
I think
obviously he has nothing to do. I mean, the News Time reporter was right. The guy doesn't have anything to do up there strategically, so he needs to get down to Texas and plan and, you know, get all of his blossomings in the piles of crap, you know, all over the nation so they can spread whatever they need to, what propaganda and lies they need to the rest of 2007 and 2008 before the election. So
I also think, Michelle, that the heat was starting to bake the shit and make it stink, to use some pretty crappy analogies. The Democrats, of course, the Senate Judiciary Committee had subpoenaed Karl Rove, and he was refusing to obey the subpoenas. And so the Democrats in Washington can actually hold the man in inherent contempt. The president has said he won't allow his Justice Department to prosecute for contempt, even though they're required by law to do so. But the Congress itself has a police force, and they can direct the Capitol Police Force to get anybody in Washington and throw them in jail unless they talk before Congress. And Karl Rove, I think, may be getting out of the District of Columbia just in time.
Well, didn't they threaten that with, like, Harriet Myers?
They didn't just threaten it. They voted on it in the House Judiciary Committee. But it doesn't go into effect until the full body votes. So Harriet Myers.
Okay. I guess, I'm glad that I'm learning something today because I didn't see them as really making a real effort. I thought they were just running into a lot of too many blockades.
Well, they are running into incredible obstructionism. I mean, massive filibusters by the Republicans. No president has ever refused to comply with subpoenas and in the way that this president has. I mean, even Richard Nixon, you know, complied more than this president has. But see, sometimes they have to go to their inherent power under the Constitution. Frankly, no one's had to do this since 1934 because presidents generally comply when Congress makes a demand. But if they have to, then they can use the D.C. police force. But if he's in Texas, it'll be very hard for them. So I think he's getting out while the getting's good. There's also a bunch of emails, millions, in fact, of emails, tens of thousands belonging to Karl Rove. And these emails, you're supposed to do official business on official White House email, which is all saved and stored and can be subpoenaed. But Karl Rove never went by the official way. He would bring his emails, and actually not just him, but he directed hundreds of White House officials to use millions of emails on the Republican National Committee servers because he knew that those could be destroyed at a moment's notice and the Democrats couldn't get them. Now, anyone that knows anything about email knows you can't really ever delete an email. It's still out there in cyberspace somewhere. But the RNC is telling everyone, we can't find these millions of emails. Much, I'm sure, as Richard Nixon said, I can't find those White House tapes. But he's under the gun now. He's being pushed like he's never been pushed before, and he's literally being pushed out of office. That doesn't mean, though, that he won't still be, as you put it, you know, working in the shit. He'll be he'll be working in local races. He'll be on TV.
Yeah.
What's that?
He'll be growing some blossoms all over the
Absolutely.
Nation.
All across the country.
I guess my thing is that I'm sure that you're right that there was pressure, but the one thing that really gets me in being an activist and what I've seen since, you know, 2000 is that we always react. The liberals, the progressives were reacting. I mean, a man said something, referred to it today on Guy James's show about they're going after the Electoral College out here in California. And, you know, people don't understand. We need to stop reacting to these attacks and start planning our own. I mean, we need to be strategic thinkers. And also, we need to understand our opponents. And our opponents are deviant kind of people, you know.
Our opponents will stop at nothing to take power.
Right.
Let me repeat. Our opponents will stop at nothing to take power. They're not constrained by law. They're not constrained by the Constitution. They're not constrained by decency. They're not constrained by truth. They're not constrained by loyalty to their country. They're not constrained by respect for democracy. They are unconstrained by any checks and balances. They're appointing people in the court to keep them unconstrained. And we have this slender reed in Congress that, you know, we can argue should do more. I often argue the Democrats should do more. But really, it's all we got. And frankly, we've only had that for 7 months. Before then, we had nothing. Nothing but a press that, except for people like me and Bob and Guy, was busy, treating the man like a king.
Right. Yeah, it's been a hard, thick...
A hard, long slog.
You know?
Well, that's why it's nice. You know, sometimes we Democrats are so focused on our own failures. And I'll be the first to recognize the failures of the Democrats. And I did a whole show on the warrantless wiretapping and why I'm not happy with it.
Right.
But I think that we need to see that as much as we've got a layer of shit over our country that will last for many decades, that at least it's not being piled on anymore. We still have the layer there. Okay, to use this fetid analogy, but they've stopped laying more shit, and we're slowly starting to dig our way out of it. And to me, we should look at, there is a bright side. Karl Rove leaving is a bright moment in U.S. politics. It's nowhere near what needs to be done, but it is a tiny, tiny start. Remember, George Bush promised that the person who committed treason, the person who outed Valerie Plame, the CIA agent, would be fired.
He held accountable.
And, of course, we found out it was Karl Rove, and he wasn't fired. Scooter Libby wasn't fired either until he almost went to jail.
Cheney wasn't fired. So don't forget Cheney. And by the way, I've got to mention, I think that from now on, we all should address Vice President, the Cheney guy. We need
Darth
to address
Cheney.
Him as Vice President Penguin.
Why Penguin?
Vice President Penguin. Kirks and Liars kind of had something on it, and I like that.
That's not bad. I like Darth Cheney myself. That's the nickname I've been using for several years.
Yeah,
any of them work.
You know, they did the Darth Vader, and that just gave him too much power. Penguin was such a wuss. He hid behind his hat and his cigarette, and, you know.
All right.
Penguin. Totally. I mean,
it all works.
The belly and everything. But
hey, Michelle, thanks for calling in. I want you to call in more often. All right.
I appreciate the time, Mark.
Thank you. Listen, it's not just calling in. Many of you can write on my blog at radioinsidescoop.com and read what I've written there, because I wrote a very strong language, including lots of the word shit. And I got some people who've written in. Skip writes, Mark, you're being too nice of a guy. After what I wrote, he said, you're being too nice of a guy. Unfortunately, the heavily compromised, entertainment-oriented, happy-faced journalists, Skip writes, that allowed this parasite to go about his business are still in place.
Who knows? Maybe Rupert Murdoch will buy all the papers and the internet soon and make Rove chief editor. And as far as the pathetic Democrats go, Skip writes, if they allow that unlimited warrantless wiretapping bill to go through, they will eagerly pucker up when Rove tells them to get on their knees. And don't forget all of the PR propaganda firms. They're also behind Turd Blossom's turds. Billions funded to these parasitic organizations, too. Well, Skip makes a lot of very good points. We also have Madeline. She writes in as Mad Fuke. Amen, Mark. Your post describes this vermin in plain language and hits them right on the head. Rove needs to be brought before the American people, Madeline writes, and held accountable for all his crimes. His cohort, Alberto G, needs to stand toe-to-toe with him for the same reason. Go ahead and read the rest of the comments. They're right there on the website. I just want to mention a few more things before we sign off and say goodbye to Karl Rove in the most appropriate way, which we'll get to in just a minute. I want to talk a little bit more about what happened with Valerie Plame Wilson, Joe Wilson's wife. Because here you have Karl Rove at his best. Here he is, in fact, committing treason. Remember, George Herbert Walker Bush, George Bush Sr., said that outing a CIA agent is one of the most traitorous acts that an American can do. Committing treason just in order to protect a lie about nuclear weapons that got us into an unnecessary war. I mean, think of all the evil wrapped up in that one act. Committing treason, ruining someone's career, all to attack a political opponent who was telling the truth. All to attack a truth teller who is trying to prevent America from going into a needless war by using nuclear weapons to scare us. I mean, the level of evil is amazing. We now know Karl Rove was there. We know he was behind it. And we also know, of course, that the president would not fire him. He is George Bush's brain. The other thing we should remember Karl Rove for is how he made everything part of politics. Every single group of civil servants in America and Washington were forced to sit through sessions telling them how they could help the Republican Party. That certainly hasn't happened before, but it's part of Karl Rove's legacy. And the biggest legacy of all, the one that gets no press, is one of racism, one of denying blacks the right to vote. Do you want to know what the prosecutor scandal is all about? Do you want to know who fired those very qualified prosecutors? Alberto Gonzalez says he didn't do it. The Deputy Attorney General McNulty didn't do it. The Chief of Staff didn't do it. Monica Goodling even doesn't know who did it. All fingers point to Karl Rove, who won't talk, who refuses to answer questions. And they point to Karl Rove because Karl Rove knew that the only way he could possibly win an election was to fix it. He had fixed the election in Ohio. I believe he was behind that. I believe Karl Rove was behind most of the election shenanigans, the ones that meant that black voters had to stand hours in the rain while white voters in rich conservative communities could wait not at all and go right to vote in Ohio. Of course, that's the election that Kerry just barely lost because of Ohio. But what were the prosecutors doing? The prosecutings were allowing blacks to vote. One of the things that was insisted on was that the U.S. prosecutor in Missouri and one in Nevada was supposed to go out and prosecute people who were daring to register blacks to vote. Karl Rove knew that blacks are the most loyal in the Democratic Party, and more blacks voting meant more Democratic votes. He could not have that. We could not allow blacks to vote in America. After all, what would Abraham Lincoln think, the founder of the Republican Party? Boy, they've come a long way. So they hired Bradley Schlossman, who promptly brought lawsuits against these people right before the election, even though it's against Justice Department standards. If you ever doubt that Karl Rove is about fixing elections, then you don't know shit. You don't know Karl. Whether it's Tom DeLay's redistricting plan, first time that's ever been done in American history, not on the census year, to redraw the district, split Austin, Texas into five places, to putting all of the blacks into a nice little Bantustan in Florida. Karl Rove was behind an election machinery that would make sure that Republicans only needed to win 35 to 40% of the electorate in order to get the majority. He argued they were going to get a permanent Republican majority. Who knew that he would fail to get even the 40% that he needed? He fixes a system so that 40% gets the majority. But the American people say only 26% support George Bush. Because he was not a uniter. He was a divider. This also is the Turd Blossom's legacy. Us or them. My way or the highway. Do what we say or you're a traitor. At the same time as he was committing treason himself, he was blaming those who wanted to get out of Iraq for wanting to cut and run. This indeed is his legacy, and we may never know the truth for a long time, but those of us who've been watching in Washington have known the truth all along. So that's it for the Inside Scoop. I want to conclude with a nice song to Karl Rove, a song that makes me think of everything I've always wanted to say to Karl Rove as long as he's been in office. Let's go ahead and play it, Bob. And then tune in tomorrow. Bob and I are going to have a great discussion on religion. Really, very interesting program for tomorrow. He can tell you more about it in his show. But, Bob, let's play the Goodbye Karl Rove music.
This is the Quality News Network. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled over 200 points. Analysts say the downward trend is accelerated by reports that Sentinel Management Group sought to stop redemptions to money market fund holders combined with weak consumer spending. We'll have the numbers coming up in the business segment. The Energy Department says gas prices fell almost 7 cents a gallon in the last week. The national average price for a gallon of gas is now $2.77. A helicopter crash claimed the lives of 5 U.S. service members in Iraq. The transport chopper went down during a routine flight west of Baghdad. 16,000 U.S. and Iraqi troops launched another major offensive today in Diyala province targeting al-Qaeda elements. U.S.-led Operation Lightning Hammer is focused on rooting out insurgents hiding in the north and in Diyala. 3 suicide truck bombers targeted a religious sect in northwestern Iraq today, killing at least 20 people. In a separate attack, a 4th truck bomber hit a bridge connecting Baghdad to Mosul, killing 10. The death toll is expected to rise. Also in Baghdad, dozens of uniformed gunmen in official vehicles stormed the oil ministry compound and kidnapped a deputy oil minister and 3 other officials. Safety concerns spurred a massive recall for Mattel Toys. 9 million toys will be pulled from store shelves, including Polly Pocket dolls and Batman action figures, among others. The Chinese-made products contain small magnets that can be swallowed, or they may contain lead paint. Still, no sign of life in the search for 6 missing coal miners in Utah. A 3rd hole drilled into the mine failed to yield any results, but rescue crews say they're making progress in clearing the rubble, blocking a passageway to the miners, who are believed to be more than 1,000 feet underground. Work continues on the International Space Station today, while engineers on the ground decide what to do about a hole in Endeavour's heat shield. The repair would require astronauts to spacewalk on the shuttle's robotic arm and fill